Good afternoon. I am have the wonderful privilege of coming to Avaya this afternoon. They have their, it's 12 months ago since we've been here for the official opening, and there we are 12 months down the track, and they're ready to open the grand plan for the next venture. And in coming here today, I've met one of the icons of TV when I first arrived in Australia. Of course, you can hear my accent. Nobody knows who I'm talking to yet. It's South African. And Hey Hey Saturday, along with Home and Away, with the two programs I've always watched. So I am here today at Avaya, sitting with Shane Byrne. Who would have thought? Good afternoon, Shane.
Good afternoon to you. And I think I've appeared on Home and Away.
I'm sure it would have been even a better show if you did.
You need to be young, blonde, and fit, and able to serve.
But back in the day, it might have been a blonde. I mean, it's a bit white now.
I call this blonde.
Okay.
No, jet black. Jet black. Very, very dark.
Wow.
And, but look, I used to do lots of different things.
Yes,
back then. I was on shows that you wouldn't know. I don't think things like Cop Shop.
Yes.
There were all these kind of police dramas, and I was always a villain. And Sullivan's people would remember. Just minor guest roles. But Hey Hey at Saturday was probably the biggest thing that I'd done up to that point. And that was late 80s. So
right.
I've been going since, you know, the mid-70s. So I'd been connected with Hey Hey.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl, he had a Tonight Show
in
the early 80s. But the joke segment with Maurie Fields was so popular.
Yeah,
People sending in jokes. I literally couldn't move in my lounge room. Admittedly, it wasn't a huge room.
It was
in an apartment, but with the boxes and boxes. See, it wouldn't happen now because of email.
Exactly, yes.
But, no, everything was handwritten.
Yes.
And so many different people. And it was just such an eye-opener to realise that people actually love jokes.
I think it's the laughter. Because, you know, in today's world, even more we need laughter. But way back then, it was somebody, for myself too, I would, what's the bird's name?
Ozzy.
He was my favourite, and of course the jokes.
Yeah.
And just listening to you today, it just brought back those very fond memories. How did Hey Hey Saturday all start?
It started back in the 70s as a morning program.
Oh, okay.
With Daryl as a young, 22-year-old hosting it.
Yes.
And I think Ernie Carroll, who was Aussie.
Yes.
Used to operate Aussie. And,
Yeah.
It was very funny because he was a comedy writer.
Okay.
So that worked wonderfully well. They had John Blackman as the voiceover man, not you hope for any television show.
Yes.
But he gradually became more involved with kind of characters like Dickie Knee.
Yep. Poor Dickie kept being shoved down. Go down there.
Yeah. It's just a ball on a stick with a cap.
But everybody believed it. That's what made it so wonderful.
You can imagine people that came from overseas, the artists, and they'd be on set with Daryl. They're looking at that. They've got pink bird.
Yes.
You know, but I mean, there was nothing like it in the world, and a lot of people from overseas thought it was just amazing, and
yes,
it was so spontaneous.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's obviously the segments were worked out, and there were bits and pieces.
Yes.
But I remember I hadn't done the show for a long, long time. I was doing other things, and they came back with the reunion. I decided not to do the reunions, but when they did their very last show, it was actually going to be the last show out of that studio.
Okay.
Studio 9 at GTV9 in Melbourne.
Right.
And I thought, I've got it. That is just part of history.
Yeah.
And as soon as I walked into the studio, it just felt
like you've never left.
Why was I not wanting it? It's just so alive and so warm. It's almost hot with all the lights, but you've got the band, everything going on. The bands are tuning up for the next song. And there's the countdown, 3, 2, 1,
and off you go.
You got no time to think.
Right.
You know, so you can't start to go, oh, this won't work, or this.
It's got to roll.
Yes, and the spontaneity is.
But it sounds like you've come from a family of art, of music, of
music and acting.
Character, should I say, yeah.
Yeah, look, both sides of the family. On my mum's side, they're mainly actresses and of note, actually.
Yes.
Back in the day. and great people as well. And my father was a legendary musician, band leader and entertainer, and he ended up, some of your listeners might know, from the 50s, 60s, he was kind of considered king of the Gold Coast.
Okay.
Because he ran the show at the beer garden when it was a beautiful old rambling space with palm trees. He and his band, six-piece band, used to do two shows a day, 6 days a week.
Okay.
And he was a little bit naughty with some of his humour. And people, that fitted into the kind of, you know, the holiday, hedonistic atmosphere. So.
But I think that the Australian thing is comedy, is just being silly. It's being something different.
Yeah.
And that's what the visitors like when they came here.
And
even coming in as a migrant, you know, you're so damn homesick and you don't know where to turn, but you turn on the TV and you get all these funny things happen. You think, wow, it does take your mind off.
It does. And it really is. I mean, you know, the old saying that laughter is the best medicine.
Yes.
But when you're laughing, you can't have any other kind of negative feelings.
Absolutely.
You can't be fearful or
jealous. 100%.
You're just in the moment.
Yes.
And I've got to remind myself of that sometimes too, when you know, sometimes you think, oh, I've got to do this. And you go, no, you're providing, you know, in people's lives. It's not necessarily happening always.
Absolutely.
Every day. So it's something.
So what are you doing now? Now we're moving to the present moment.
To the present.
Yes.
Bits and pieces like this, doing a personal appearance.
Nice.
What I'm thinking of doing is kind of including more history.
Right, yes.
Exactly what you're asking me about.
Right, okay.
Because I think people are interested in that. And I mean, we did a little bit of that today.
Yeah.
And I think people are going, oh, that's right, I remember that. Or, oh, I never knew that's how you did it.
And, I suppose it depends on your audience, maybe, sometimes. Because, you know, if you're going to talk to the younger ones, who's that?
No.
Yeah, they don't know.
If I do that, I normally kind of come from being an older person.
Right.
And telling them
especially
the guys, what's in store.
Yeah.
You know, you think you got it good, and you think the girls have got it all hard with birth and child labour and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get to be an older girl, you reach what I call the digital age.
Okay, yes.
From the time you're about 50. So these guys are telling some horror stories, which happen to me too. But that's the way I relate to them.
Lovely. So you still live in Melbourne?
Yes, I do.
Still home to Melbourne?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I spent lots of time, lots of years living in Sydney. I did a show up here. The last time I lived here was I was doing a show called Tricky Business, which we shot quite a bit in Wollongong, Channel 9 show.
Okay.
Fortunately, it was kind of programmed out of existence because of various commercial constraints.
Yep.
But it wasn't a bad little show. Gigi Edgley, myself, Deborah Byrne. So I spent 6 months here a few years ago and also discovered Wollongong. I
mean, Wollongong.
I was just amazed.
Yes. Beautiful.
Absolutely. And I understand why some people. I've got a friend who lives down there, an actor, who was on City Homicide.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And he lives down at Austinmere.
Yeah.
And he was always showing me shots on his laptop. Hey, my God, that just looks like paradise. So I saw it for myself.
So would you do anything on the current TV series that they're doing now? You know, like there's one where people get married in an hour?
No. They're not coming to me for that.
They're not coming. Okay, that's a good thing.
Or, you know, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
That's the one.
No. I'm thinking it's not. Look, I don't.
Would you do it?
I don't think I would, and it's not being a snob or elitist. I just don't think I'd be kind of right, in a way. Yeah. And I take a peek at some of these shows. I saw like 3 minutes of The Bachelor or The other night, and I'm kind of going, I reckon a lot of them have kind of run their course. But they obviously still have an audience, and for broadcast television, very hard to get an audience these days.
And I see you do play the guitar, so we'd see you on Idol or X Factor soon?
Yeah, I think I might pop up on...
Right.
Maybe Australia's Got Talent.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, they do come back young and old nowadays.
Yeah, they do. When I started off, I'm in 1972, I went on what was called New Faces.
Yes. Oh.
And I actually won my heat. I used to play the piano and... I don't know what I was on about, but I got into the final, and when I look back, I think I was really lucky. There was a couple of people there who were very supportive.
Oh, okay.
that's kind of what you need. You just need someone to open a few little
doors, yes.
Not just for your career, but just to keep your interest.
Absolutely.
Keep the candle, the flame burning.
Well, it must have done good because, look, you're still here you are today coming out and telling us, talking, you know, and it's funny and we're learning more about you.
Yeah, oh, that's
different
lovely.
Things,
I'm glad
that's
the case. The medication that I'm on.
I think.